من و تو هم خونیم، بچه ایرونیم، خاک ما خونه ماست، عاشقش میمونیم. وطن خاطره ها، وطن نذر و دعا، خاک دل دادگی و داغ دل بستگی و
یاد مردونگیاش، همه لوتی گریاش، خون دل ها خوردیم سر عاشق و شیار.
اما تن هر جا که باشی خاک تو خاک منه،
سلام به همه برای بچه هایی که نشستن الان پای رادیو، دارن رادیو جوان گوش میدن. البته دیگه پای رادیو کسی نمیشینه، همه پای کامپیوتر میشینن. بنابراین ببخشید اگه پای کامپیوترتون نشستین دارن رادیو جوان گوش میدین. به برنامه ما که اسمش ایرانی کن لایو هست خوش اومدین. بزرگترین اتفاقی که افتاده از اون برنامه قبلی تا این برنامه الانی که امشب داریم براتون اجرا میکنیم که من موامو با ماشین 4 زدم، کچل شدم. ولی یه اتفاق نسبتاً کوچیکترم افتاده، اونم اینه که بالاخره او با ما اومد با ما و ما الان با او هستیم و بالاخره اوباما رئیس جمهور آمریکا شد و ما تصمیم گرفتیم که بعد از که متوجه شدیم اوباما رئیس جمهور شده و متأسفانه خوشبختانه یک فرد سیگاری هست، تصمیم گرفتیم راجع به مزایای کشیدن سیگار و فواید الکل صحبت کنیم، یا فواید خوردن مشروبات الکلی. بنابراین چون خیلی زیاد هست، بحث خیلی گسترده است، من سریع بحث رو آغاز میکنم که شروع کنیم. فقط کوهستار باید معرفی کنم اول. امشب با سبا، مارال، مهوش و خود من ایمان هستیم. خب من یه سوال دارم. Why is there such huge campaign against smoking in the US? What's going on? What's wrong with smoking?
There've got to be a lot of things wrong with smoking, but people in the United States have definitely taken this up as a huge issue. If you take last April into account, the state of Maine has passed a law where if you are in the car with a child under the age of 16, you may not light a cigarette in your own vehicle. And when you're in your own piece of property, so to speak. To add to that, forget secondhand smoke. Forget all the hype around secondhand smoke. Third-hand smoke is now the issue that's being flagged. In an issue of Pediatrics published in January, there have been studies showing that third-hand smoke, the residue of smoke on your clothing, affects the development of children under the age of 5. Now, what are people going to tell you? People are going to tell you tobacco smoke contains more than 4,000 chemicals, 60 of which are known or suspected carcinogens. They'll also tell you stuff like, more women die of lung cancer than breast cancer, uterine and ovarian cancers combined. All of this is true. And all of these are important facts to take into consideration, but now it's become global, where the United States has taken this epidemic of tobacco, or what they would call the number one leading cause of preventable disease, to global proportions. This is the latest news. Mayor Michael R. Bloomberg and Microsoft founder Bill Gates contributed some financial firepower this summer to the global fight against tobacco use with a combined commitment of, get this, $500 million towards curbing an epidemic that kills more than 5 million people each year. What do you think?
Wait, I know you sound
like
you're.
Is this a waste of time?
Well, you sound like you're against it. I don't think you would be all for it.
خوبه یا بده بالاخره؟ چون به نظر من خیلی کار خوبی میکنن که توی ماشین اگه بچه هست، من موافقم. به عنوان یه آدمی که بس سلامتیش براش مهمه،
به عنوان یک فرد بالغ و عاقل.
بله دقیقاً.
Think about all of the epidemics that we know about in this country. We know as a populace that cancer is a big issue in our society. We know that tobacco is a big issue in our society. We talk about HIV, exactly, as a big issue in our society. We don't talk about many other diseases. My question becomes, why is tobacco more important
because it's so easily accessible. I mean, tobacco is something that you could go to any grocery store, any gas store, and be able to buy, where things like cancer and all these other epidemics that come are so much harder to get, as opposed to, let's say, on cigarettes or tobacco or secondhand smoke or anything. Anywhere you go, let's say you're walking into a restaurant, there's always, you know, especially in California, there's a little, you know, you have to be 100 feet away from the front door. You walk through and you get that secondhand smoke. It's something that it's really difficult to avoid, whether you're around your friends or you're around your family or just in a public place outdoors. Even when you go to Vegas, you know, you're walking in the casinos or you're walking just to get to your hotel room, or even in a lot of other states.
من خیلی خاطرات بدی دارم از این قضیه کازینو و سیگاری ها توی کازینو اصلا پر از دوده. یعنی من موقعی که لاس وگاس یادم لاس وگاس رفته بودم، از دم در هتل تا دم در آسانسور باید میدویدم که بتونم نفس بکشم. چون من سیگاری نیستم.
اصلا تو کازینو چیکار میکردی؟
No, but I mean that's exactly the reason why it's such a. That's why there's so many bigger campaigns and things against it. It's because people are doing this to themselves.
So I agree with all of this. I mean, this is all very. You bring up really, really valid points. But if we're talking about battling tobacco on a global level, I would have to say that we still haven't mastered epidemics like cholera, leukemia, tuberculosis in developing countries, and yet we're investing $500 billion in tobacco. What about malaria? What about diseases that are chronic, where billions or let's say millions of people are dying each year because of? And here we're talking about a preventable disease, tobacco, which is probably only large in urban areas of the developing world where we're investing so much money.
Well, before we continue, let's first say you guys are listening to Euronican Live on Radio Javan, and I am Marad. We are here with Saba, who is just very passionate about this right now. Math Fashion, of course, our host, Iman. We also have a couple guests in here. We have Zeman joining us, who is going to be on a little bit later. And our lovely new guest who is joining us in the audience
she's
today.
She's not going to be on the mic, though.
No, but
her name
she,
is Shahid, by the way. Shahid. I'll help you. It's okay.
No,
I'll
no,
give
no.
It to
no.
You.
I'm just saying, you know, we have audience tonight. You know, we always love it when we have audience members. So.
And we have a phone guest. Can I introduce her?
Yes.
Is it, okay. So here's the deal. ما تصمیم گرفتیم چون که حالا این به اصطلاح صبا خیلی راجع به این مسئله بد صحبت میکرد، ولی چون میخوایم راجع به مزایای کشیدن سیگار صحبت کنیم، یک دوست عزیزی داریم پشت تلفن که سیگار میکشه، فطیر، و عرض کنم که میخواد با ما صحبت کنه راجع به داستان خودش. نیکی از سان فرانسیسکو، صدای ما رو میشنوی؟
بله.
سلام، خوب هستی؟
سلام، مرسی، شما خوبی؟
متشکر، ممنون. اول انگلیسی با هم صحبت کنیم یا فارسی؟
نمیدونم، فارسی بد نیست.
خب حالا من فارسی یه خورده شروع میکنم، بعد بچه ها ممکنه از انگلیسی سوال کنم، ولی برای اولین سوال من این که میخوام بگم که از چه سن 5 سالگی شروع کردی به سیگار کشیدن؟ نه شوخی میکنم، ولی از چه سنی شروع کردی؟
نه، اینقدر زود نبوده. من سیگار اولین باری که کشیدم فکر کنم 18 سالم بود، ولی تقریبا 19، ولی بینش فاصله خیلی طولانی بود تا بعدش فکر کنم 21 سالگی اینا شروع کردم.
21 سالگی اینا شروع کردی و جالب بود برای من که میگفتی همچین قصدی هم نداری که سیگار کشیدن کنار بذاری و احساس میکنی که اوکیه برات که تا آخر عمرم سیگار بکشی. میخوام دلیلشو بدونم، میخوام بدونم چرا اینجوری فکر میکنی؟
میدونین یه سری بچه ها هستن که مثلا 13-14 سالگی شروع میکنن و فقط به خاطر اینه که فکر اینجوری خیلی باحال میشن و جلو دوستاشون جست میگیرن و اینا، دیگه وقتی که 19 سالشه یا 18 سالشه وقتی سیگار میکشه دیگه یه نمیدونم من که بگم انتخاب کرده، ولی تا یه حد دست خودشه، یعنی به خاطر این باحال بازی یا اینجور چیزا نمیکشه. من خودم هم وقتی شروع کردم دوست داشتم که سیگار بکشم، هیچ وقتم اذیتم نکرده و هیچ وقتم احساس نمی‌کنم که میدونم از یه نظر خوب بر بدنم مضره، ولی خب خیلی چیزای دیگه هم آدما میکنن که بر بدنشون مضره، ولی من احساس بدی ندارم بهش و فکر نمی‌کنم هیچ وقت بخوام بذارمش کنار.
وقت پدر و مادر چه احساسی دارن؟ آیا اولا میدونن یا مثلا همون موقعی که شروع کردی با اونا هم اوپن بودی و بهشون گفتی که داری سیگار میکشی، یا نمیدونن، یا اینکه اگه میدونن چه حسی دارن و فرقی براشون میکنه اصلا یا نه؟
من اولا که میکشیدم نبهشون نگفتم. بعد دیگه بعد از اینکه واقعا این چون موقع خودم سیگاری حساب نمیکردم با دوستان وقتی بودم میکشیدم. بعدن که دیگه خب خودم برای خودم سیگار میخریدم و تو خونه میکشیدم یا هر چیزی. اما در پدرم ایران زندگی میکنم. من خودم اینجا که بودم خب میتونستم خیلی راحت اونا نفهمن. ولی وقتی که رفتم ایران به مادرم خیلی زود به مامانم خیلی زود گفتم. مامانم هم عکس عملش اصلا بد نبود به خاطر اینکه خب خودش هم همیشه جلوی من سیگار کشیده. بعدم خواسته یه چیزیه که یه جورایی شاید میدونست که بالاخره یه روزی من هم سیگاری میشم مثل خودش و همیشه شاید جلوی ما میکشید. بابام هم تقریبا میدونستم میدونه چون مامانم بهش گفته بود خودش هم سیگار من دیده بود و هیچ وقت جلوش رو نمیشد بکشم تا اینکه یه سال پیش دیگه خودش به من گفت که بکش جلوی من و اینا منم میکشم.
نیکی جون من مارال هستم، یه سوالی دارم. چه ریاکشنی میگیری از وقتی سیگار میکشی جلوی مثلا دوستات و فامیلا که مثلا خودشون سیگاری زدن؟ اذیتت میکنن که مثلا برای چی سیگار میکشی؟
خب یه سری به من میگن ولی من خیلی مهم نیست. اگه که البته من اینجوری نیستم که اگه یه کسی دوست نداره من جلوی سیگار بکشم بکشم. من خیلی احترام میذارم به این. همونجوری که من خودم دوست دارم سیگار بکشم، یه سری آدم هم هستن که اصلا از بوش از دورش بعدشون میاد. اگه مثلا جایی باشم که یه سری آدم سیگار نمیکشن منم نمیکشم، یعنی به من فشاری هم نمیاد اونجوری. ولی ولی خب ریاکشن ها مختلفه دیگه. بعضی هستن که مشکل ندارن، اونایی که مشکل دارن هی لکچرت میکنن میگن چرا میکشی اینجوری اونجوری، انگار مثلا من خودم نمیدونم این چیزا رو. من همیشه فقط سرمو تکون میدم میگم آره میدونم.
شدم
یعنی این
شدم کسی مثلا یه دوستی بوده یا کسی بوده که مثلا رابطش رو باید کم کنه بگه مثلا بعض وقتی فهمیده سیگاری هستی بگه ای بابا من دیگه کاری به کاری ندارم مثلا؟
نه به خاطر اینکه من جوری دوستانم که سیگاری نیستن گفتم سیگار نمیکشم به خاطر اینکه اذیتشون ممکن بکنه. مگه اینکه دیگه خیلی دارم بخواد سیگار بکشم مثلا میگم خیلی دقیقه بریم بیرون مثلا یه سیگار بکشم اینجوری.
شما الان هیچ وقت مثلا وقتی میخواین سیگار بکشین قایم میکنین؟ مثلا میری میخوای یه جا بری جلوی خانواده یه چیز میری مثلا یواشکی یه سیگار بکشی و مثلا پر عط بکنی و آدامس رو بیاین تو؟
اگه که مثلا پدر بزرگم باشه آره، به خاطر اینکه نمیخوام بدونه. ولی خب اکثرانم میگم من اونجوری سیگاری، یعنی اونجوری نیستم که مثلا یه ساعت سیگار نکشم دیگه خفه بشم میگم وای من همین الان باید برم سیگار بکشم. این خیلی وقت شده مثلا اگه یه جایی هم از صبح تا شب نمیکشم اگه مثلا نباید بکشم، برای همین خیلی کم پیش میاد که بخوام قایم کنم از کسی. اگه مجبور بشم میگم ممکن مثلا جور پدر بزرگم، اگه نه فامیلای دیگه نه میدونم من سیگار میکشم.
نیکی جان محوش هستم، من یه سوال ازت داشتم. گفتی که مادرت سیگاری بود و سیگاری و جلوت سیگار میکشید از کوچیکی، فکر میکنی اثر داشته روی تصمیمی که گرفتی از لحاظ سیگاری بودن انتخابش؟
راستش بچه که بودم خیلی مطمئن بودم که اصلا سیگاری نمیشم به خاطر اینکه خیلی بدم میومد که مامانم سیگار میکشه، ولی نمیدونم راستش شاید هم یه تأثیری داشته چون اینجوری قبول شده بوده تو خانواده من، شاید هم آره نمیدونم.
یعنی این سوال از اون لحاظ از اون لحاظ میپرسم که ممکنه اگر مثلا مادرت سیگاری نبود تو هم سیگاری نمیشدی؟ از اون لحاظ میپرسم.
نه سیگاری شدن رو میشدم ولی ممکن بود بهش نتونم به همین راحتی بگم.
آها
خیلی خوب، خیلی جالبه. پس بالاخره ما از مزایای سیگار هنوز مطلع نشدیم چون بیشتر دنبال مزایای سیگار هستیم، ولی به هر حال نکات جالبی گفتی و اگر یه موقع احیانا اتفاقی افتاد و به یک دلیل عجیب غریبی سیگار رو ترک کردی حتما به ما خبر بده چون کیس استادی خوب میشه.
مزایایی که خب سیگار نداره مسلماً، مضرات داره خب، ولی من خودم اذیت نمیشم ازش، ولی شاید کسی هم تشویق نمیکنه. من تا حالا تو زندگیم دست هیچ کسی که سیگاری نیست سیگار ندادم، حتی اگه ازم خواستن من بهشون سیگار ندادم بخاطر اینکه فکر نمیکنم که چیز خیلی خوبیه که بخوام تبلیغش رو بکنم. میگم مشکلی باهاش ندارم. من خودم وقتی هم سیگار کشیدم، دفعه اول که سیگار کشیدم یکی از دوستای خیلی نزدیکم فوت کرده بود، من تو بهشت صحرا بودم، حالم خیلی بد بود، همه دوستام داشتن سیگار میکشیدن، منم گرفتم کشیدم. اگه من خودم اونجا سیگاری بودم یه بچه ای اونجا بود و من میگفت منم سیگار بده من میخوام بکشم، غیر ممکن بود دستش سیگار بدم.
خیلی خوب، خیلی عالی، متشکرم، ممنون از اینکه به صلاح مهمون تلفنی برنامه ما بودی. انشاءالله که موفق و سلامت باشی همیشه و ما حالا ازت خداحافظی میکنیم، به بقیه برنامه ادامه میدیم، ولی میتونیم با هم در تماس باشیم، ایمیل و چیزای ما هم که داری و انشاءالله که شب خوبی داشته باشی.
Now, Nikki brought up a really, really good point, and I know we have to go to break right now, but I really want to come back to this point where we were talking about, you know, older people when they're smoking, مثلا, let's say your parents, and they're telling you, مثلا, don't smoke, it's bad for you, yet they're standing there holding a cigarette. You know, does this lead more to you as children, مثلا, growing up thinking it's okay to actually smoke as opposed to is it not okay? I don't know. I think we should talk about that. Anyways, you guys are listening to Ironican live on Radio Javon, and we're going to go to break and be right back.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Alright, and we are back talking about smoking cigarettes, and later on we're going to discuss some issues about drinking alcohol. خب جالبه که اول من یه بار دیگه کوستار رو معرفی کنم. سبا، مارال و مهوش که مدت مدیدی بود نبود و مدت مدیدی ندیدی، یعنی ندیدیمش، بنابراین خواستم فقط بگم که اروپا بود و بهش خیلی خوش گذشته. حالا راجع به اونم بعدا صحبت میکنیم. خودم هم ایمان،
مرسی. حالا یه چیز سری بگم، توی اروپا همون قضیه سیگار کشیدن خیلی بیشتر از آمریکا، ملت رو میبینی که دارن سیگار میکشن، کوچیک بزرگ، از چی میگم های اسکول 18 ساله، همینجور همه جا. و چی؟ چون خیلی مثلا اینجا قانوناشون استریکت نیست که نتونی مثلا بیرون 20 متر باید بری و بیرون ساختمان ها بکشی. خیلی خیلی راحت تره، خیلی اوپن تره، یعنی قشنگ تو خیابون من اینجا خیلی کم میبینم به نسبت اروپا.
Well, they have cigarette vending machines on every corner.
Exactly. They have like
literally a vending machine. And we have our co-host, our audience. Don't forget our audience.
خلاصه فرهنگ سیگار کشیدن اونجا خیلی پاپولار هستش نسبت به اینجا.
What I think is really important to remember about this, though, is that there's always been a resistance against sort of the powers that be that trying to shut down some of these bad habits, as we might call them. I mean, the song that we just heard is actually a really great example of that, because Jim Morrison of The Doors, he was the first person to actually sing a song on television about the experience of getting high and promoting getting high. Mm-hmm. And that caused a huge, huge just ruckus within the American media, which is trying to suppress drug culture in the 70s. And that's also why I can really appreciate Nikki John for talking to us about what some of her own personal preferences are. And so it's just cool.
So I brought up something before we went to break about what Nikki said and kind of about the parents. Like, just, you know, her mom was a smoker. And so I know for me, like, I've seen people where their parents smoke and then their parents sit there and say, هیچ وقت سیگار نکشیو، سیگار کشیدن چقدر بده. Like, you know, going crazy. که هیچ وقت سیگار ور ندارد. It's going to addict you for life. But it's like, how can you stand there with a cigarette and then tell your kids not to smoke and say it's wrong? Because for me, it's like, if I'm saying that, if what you're doing is so wrong, then why are you doing it?
جدن دیدی؟ یعنی پدر مادره رو واقعا دیدی با چشم خودت که سیگار دستشون بچه میگن؟
نه، اما خب میدونی تو جامعه ایرانی ها, you see, there's so many smokers. I mean, parents, adults, and stuff like that. And they have like, مثلا تو مهمونی یا مثلا تو برنامه مثلا ایرانی یا شو یا چیزی بریک میرن بیرون, همه مثلا مردا یا همه زنا مثلا میرن تو یه گوشه وای میسن and دارن سیگار میکشن و این چیزا, بعدن بچه ها they're running around. درسته. But then I've seen a couple times when the kids run up to like the parents, they like hide it. And they're like, as if the kid's like dumb and doesn't know what's going on. It's and I was actually at a, I was at a mehmuni on a Saturday night in which they were, there was a man standing outside and someone came and offered him a cigarette. And he's like, no, 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 I can't smoke. My kid's back there. Sit down and service me. همیشه وقتی میبینه من با سیگارم اصلا خیلی ناراحت میشه. And I'm like, hello? Well, you know, the kid's not stupid, you know? Anyways, that was my piece.
خب, یه چیز جالب بگم اونم اینه که اگه برین تو وبسایت ما که هست iranican.com, یه پول جدید گذاشتیم, نظر سنجی جدید گذاشتیم. سوالش اینه, how often do you drink? قسمت دوم برنامه مون میخواییم راجع به کلا استفاده از مشروبات الکلی این چیزا صحبت کنیم. و شما میتونید برید رای بدین و نتیجه رو همون موقع بعد از که رای میدین میبینین. Option home has have more than two drinks a day, drink daily, but never more than one or two, a few drinks a week, occasionally at a party, or don't drink at all. میتونید برید چک کنید و بعد من آخر برنامه همین نظرسنجی رو که توسط Square Annual Men's Habits Survey سال 2006 انجام شده نتایجش رو براتون میخونم که شاید جالب باشه. ولی یه چیز دیگه که هم تو حرفای نیکی بود هم که خواستم خودم راجبش صحبت کنم این که فرهنگ اجتماعی سیگار کشیدن برای من جالب بود که خب میگفت که نیکی میگفت مثلا من هیچ وقت جلو دوستم که خوششون نمیاد سیگار نمیکشم, مثلا همیشه احترامشون نگه میدارم و این چیزا, و این خیلی مهمه به خاطر که به نظر من بعضیا هستن که سیگاری هستن و احساس میکنن که نه تنها حق مسلم خودشونه که سیگار بکشن بلکه به هیچ کس هم هیچ ربطی نداره, جلو هر کسی هم دلشون بخواد میتونن سیگار بکشن. تو ایران خیلی زیاده متاسفانه, هر جا میری 600 تا علامت زده که سیگار کشیدن ممنوع, بعد یارو وای میسه واسه خودش سیگار کشه, بعد میری بهش میگی, بهش میگی آقا مثلا اینجا مثلا یه مرکز عمومی ها سیگار کشیدن ممنوع, برو آقا حوصله داری مثلا فلان, اصلا یک جور صحبت میکنه که انگار که مثلا هر کاری دلش بخواد میتونه کنه. به هر حال
ولی خب کلا تو ایران زیاد فرهنگ قانون رو خیلی احترام نمیگذارن کلا, حالا این یه دونه نمونهشه ولی کلا در موردهای دیگه هم هممون میدونیم شاهد هستیم.
So you guys are listening to Iranican Live on Radio Javon. If you guys have any comments or questions or concerns or just any thoughts about what we're talking about, are you a smoker? Are you not a smoker? What do you think about what Nikki said? What do you think about what we've said? Visit us at iranican.com or give us an email, iranicanlive@radiojavon.com.
شینه یارو تو پمپ بنزین داشته سیگار میکشیده؟
No, it probably exploded.
نه یارو تو پمپ بنزین داشته سیگار میکشیده, اونها یکی بیاد بهش میگه آقا اینجا پمپ بنزین جلو پمپ بنزین که سیگار نمیکشن خطرناکه. میگه بره بابا من جلو بابام هم سیگار میکشم پمپ بنزین.
I don't get it.
حالا بعدن یه سشن میذارم برات توضیح میدم.
You guys know you have to translate these things because I'm just like lost.
So they tell him you shouldn't smoke in front of a gas station.
No, I know what he's saying. My dad's
he's
not
like,
a,
he's
I smoke
like,
in front of my dad.
He's like, what are you talking about? I smoke in front of my dad. You tell me not to smoke in front of a gas station?
Like
he's not ashamed of anything.
Wait. No, I thought it was like because the dad's full of gas or something. I don't know. That's what I thought.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Maybe that's a funnier joke.
I see things from an American joke point of view. Anyways, بفرماین.
بله خلاصه شما هیچ کدوم نظری راجع به فرهنگ اجتماعی سیگار کشتن ندارید خوشبختانه.
I don't know. I kind of think in a way it's like a personal choice. You know, it's like one of those things where you know, it's you know, we're all older. We're at an age. It's more. I believe smoking is more of a social thing than anything else. I think smoking begins with a social culture. It begins like, let's say, in college, at parties, things like that. I think the first thing that smoking ever begins with is you kind of don't want to be left out. You know, smoking mm-hmm. is one of those things that I feel like everyone tries at least once in their life. And usually they begin that in that party scene or college scene. So if you are at a party and people are all outside and drinking and whatever and smoking, that's a whole different issue because I know we're going to get into the whole drinking aspect later. I think that's the first time that you really decide to like try a cigarette and decide whether you like it or not. Some people do it just to look cool. Some people don't. I think it's a personal choice. But I feel like it is looked down upon and it is something that's always going to look down upon. And
جالبه یه به اصطلاح آماری هست سال 2006 میگه که 21.7% دانش آموزای دبیرستانی تو آمریکا سیگار میکشیدن در صورتی که ادالت یعنی اونا رو بذاری کنار 20.9% یعنی بیشتر پرسنتج بیشتری از دانش آموزای های اسکولی سیگار میکشیدن تا اینکه ادالت و 20.9% میشه حدود 45 میلیون آمریکایی بالای 18 سال سیگار میکشه و توی ایران 29.6% مردا سیگار میکشن در مقابل 5.5% زنا. بنابراین زنا خیلی کمتر سیگار میکشن.
ولی در کل در مورد فرهنگ همین سیگار کشن که صحبت میکنی فکر کنم به نظر من یعنی همین جامعه ایران و آمریکا رو که با هم مقایسه میکنین خیلی آمریکایی‌ها خیلی واضحه که خیلی احترام بیشتر میذارن حداقل به اون قوانینی که وجود داره یا حداقل مثلا به انتخابایی که کردین شما یعنی مثلا تو ایران فکر میکنم خیلی راحت‌تره که اگر که تو سیگاری نیستی بیان بهت آفر بکنن و بگن حالا بکش حالا یکی رو بکش ببین خوبه خوشت میاد ولی اینجا همچین چیزی رو من ندیدم یعنی نمیان بهت فورست بکنن یا حداقل مثلا دوستا آشنا هر کی که داره میکشه حالا قسمت بعدی برنامه که در مورد درینکینگ هم هست یه جورهایی این فرهنگ توی همه قسمت های هم ایران هم آمریکا وجود داره یعنی میخوان که چویس خودشون رو به تو اعمال بکنن به تو فورس بکنن اگر که میخوای نمیخوای.
Well, it's interesting because it's like the way in America though, like any smoking is just looked at so negatively. It's looked at so like you know, you're walking down the street and you see someone standing outside with a cigarette, you just kind of like you get an icky feeling from them. And it's just that's just the way you look at it. I don't think you look at that in Iran. In Iran it's just a very natural normal thing. Same thing with Europe. Europe it's like the most you know, if any people are standing outside smoking, it's fine. But in America it's not like that at all.
فکر کنم در این موضوع داشتیم صحبت می‌کردیم که برای همین من یادم صحبت می‌کردم که مثلا من اگر دوستی رو می‌شناسم خیلی هم شاید چند سال هم هست میشناسمش ولی هیچ وقت سیگار دستش ندیدم یک بار که سیگار دستش ببینم ناخودآگاه اون ولیوی که بهش میدادم از اون لول مثلا 10 اگر توی ذهن من بوده میاد میشه مثلا لول 9.5 میشه 9 دیگه اون ارزشش رو نمیدونم
همچین گفتی که میشه لول 2 مثلا
حالا دارم سعی میکنم که خیلی اکستریم نباشم ولی یه جورهای اثر میذاره روی اون ذهن ناخودآگاهی خودم من شخصا رو دارم میگم روی ذهن ناخودآگاهی من تاثیر میذاره و کم برای مثلا اگر بخوام در مورد چیز هیلت چیزی بخوام از ادوایس بگیرم پیش تو سراغ اون مثلا نمیرم یک اون رو توی متوجه اینش میگم.
See, but I find that so wrong though. I think that that's the worst thing that you guys could possibly do to someone just because of their own
چرا?
personal choice. Because it's like you guys
من اگه ببینم یه دختر داره سیگار میکشه مثلا از 9 میفته به 2 راحت.
No, okay, wait. There's a difference. Okay, are you saying because of like let's say if it's someone you know. If it's a girl that let's say you're interested in
yeah.
or you know you think oh she's pretty damn cute or whatever and then you're walking
and then
down
as soon as I see that cigarette she's not cute anymore.
Okay, but if it's someone that you know that it's your friend and that you talk to and you hang out with and all of a sudden you see them smoking, would you still lose value in that friend?
If it's a guy
Oh, don't get into a sexist
argument
right now. Very little
bit. Very little bit. And if it's a girl who's a friend, like, from before, and I just found out she smokes, no, not really. But
okay,
if it's someone that I don't know,
here.
if it's someone that I don't know from before, then yeah, that definitely affects it.
I'm smoking neutral. I really don't care either way.
No, I mean, I see. It's so funny. It's because when I walk by and I see a bunch of, like, skaters... And, you know, they're in, like, kind of, like, Lotti outfits and, like, backwards hat and whatever. I expect them to have a cigarette.
Oh,
you know, it's one of those things. Yes, I look at it. But if it's someone that I know and if I see them, like, having a cigarette, to me, it doesn't change my opinion of them whatsoever. Mm-hmm. At all.
البته واقعیتش رو میخوای الان یه مقدار داره نظرم عوض میشه، یعنی دارم سعی میکنم که اون حالت ججمنتال رو نداشته باشم با دیدن یک سیگار توی دست کسی. میبینم خیلی یعنی این کاریه که من شخصا توی ضمیر ناخودآگاه باید انجام بدم. درست.
خب یه آمار جالب دیگه بگم که tobacco use is the leading preventable cause of death, causing more than 400,000 deaths a year in America. و خیلی جالبه که این توی وبسایت به نام بازیاب.ir خوندم که در ایران سالیانه 60,000 نفر به خاطر استفاده از سیگار میمیرن. بنابراین 400,000 نفر تو آمریکا، 60,000 نفر در ایران. این هم برای من جالب بود. به علاوه این که راجب نظرتون راجب قلیون چیه؟
هوکا؟ قلیون؟ هوکا؟ Not a fan. I don't know. I think that the people who actually are cop outs and don't want to, that they don't smoke and they're all against smoking, the first thing they do is they go run to hookahs. And I feel like that's more addictive than cigarettes is because it's more socially acceptable.
But it's not addictive.
I think it's addictive.
You don't get addicted to it.
Me personally, I can't stand hookah. It hurts my lungs, it hurts my throat. But people,
yeah, but you don't get addicted to it.
I think people do. I think a lot of people are actually addicted to hookah and they don't realize that they are. But because hookah is so much more socially acceptable, there's hookah bars, you could smoke inside. It's kind of like going to coffee or going to have drinks, you know? It's like, hey, let's go smoke some hookah. And I think I know people.
You never personally go home one night all to yourself and set up a hookah and start smoking
yes,
it.
Yes, some people do. How do you know? You don't.
I mean, I've never seen her. It's too
much effort. خیلی مسئله اجتماعی به نظر میاد. یعنی بشینی خودت تنهایی تو خونه میتونی سیگار بکشی، ولی هوکا یه مقدار.
نه خب هوکا در you know it's too much trouble to sit here and set it up.
But on the other به سادگی سیگار نیست.
But it's like such a cool like you know anytime we have a party or you know anytime we have a get together, the first thing people I hear. Say is oh don't forget to bring the hookah, let's set up the hookah, we're gonna have hookah, we're gonna have drinks, we're gonna have it's like so what you're gonna have a hookah you know.
خب صدا آهنگ داره میره بالا، یعنی باید قطع کنیم بریم یه بریک. تو قسمت بعدی زیمان جایگزین سبا میشه که برای ما یه خورده اخبار روز رو بده. برمیگردیم، ما بیشتر در ادامه برنامه میخوایم راجع به الکل صحبت کنیم، با ما باشین.
We'll be right back.
تکیلا. Interesting. شنیدین کرم میندازن تا تکیلا؟
Yeah, in Mexico.
And you're supposed to drink the worm.
چرا؟
It's like, it's supposed to like...
چی میشه اومد؟
ویتامین داره؟
Well, no, first of all, the head's cut off.
پروتئین.
So it's a half worm because the head's not there. And then it's swimming at the bottom of the tequila.
Swimming?
Well, it's not swimming, but it's just chilling at the bottom of the tequila.
چیزی به یه بند میخورنه؟
And then at the end, yeah, you're supposed to take a shot of it. And it's supposed to like, I don't know.
Oh, God.
Well, the song Tequila was by the Champs. This is a band in the 50s in America. And these guys are a one-hit wonder. They made this song and then they went away. Nobody else knows about them after that.
And you're Zimon. And I'm
Zimon. I'm back. I'm here today and we're going to talk about the news a little bit. Is the producer man going to put on some news music for us?
No, let's sing Tequila.
Just start. Come on.
Guys, okay, so two of the biggest news that happened this last 2 weeks. Number one is Barack Obama had his very first official interview as a president to an Arabic news channel, Al Arabiya. So this was like a very huge thing that just happened on
Al Arabiya.
And, you know, and the things that he said in this news program in the interview was that we want to extend our hands to the Muslim world. We are with you guys. He was basically saying, my family is Muslim. I come from the largest Muslim country in the world, Indonesia. I lived there before. So he was very much like connecting with the Muslim world in a way. And so this is one of the really big things. Hopefully more things like this and things with actual action.
This happened just 2 nights ago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Three nights ago. Wasn't it 3 or 4 nights ago?
On Monday night.
2 nights ago. Yeah. I can count.
Two nights ago. Sorry. I thought it happened on like Sunday. I don't know.
Yeah, so maybe it's Sunday in the other part of the world. The other big thing that we thought was pretty big that happened was Rick Steves, who's a travel documentary creator for television, for public television. He was able to go to Iran, and he was actually able to do a documentary on Iran. And Rick Steves is known for having these awesome books and awesome videos about traveling in Europe. And everybody really goes, a lot of people go to him to get travel tips on visiting Europe. And for the first time, he went outside of Europe and actually visited Iran. And so he actually was here in the Bay Area this last couple days. And we were hoping to be able to get to talk to him, but haven't had a chance yet.
Well, how did this all come about, going to Iran?
Well, you know, the people from the Washington State chapter of the United Nations called me about 8 months ago or something, and they said, how can you help us raise awareness about Iran so we can better understand that country and so on? And over the years, ever since the Cold War, I've been hosting things up in Edmonds to try to build understanding between countries in the interest of peace. And I told them, you know, the only thing I could do of any consequence would make a TV show on Iran. And I said I'd love to do it. I missed the opportunity to make one on Iraq before that war started. And I said, I'm real busy, but if you guys can spearhead it, I'll pay for it. I'll go over there, I'll bring my crew, my PBS crew, and we'll shoot a great show. And I think we can get it aired all over the United States.
So that was Rick Steves talking about how he got himself to do a documentary in Iran. And I've seen it, and I'm not sure. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah, I've seen
not
it.
Not yet. I want not to. Yet. Is it available online?
It is really great. Well, I found it online somehow, but I think you have to get it online. You have to actually record it on your TiVo or something if you want to see it right now.
It's on PBS. I think the schedule is there.
He was in the Bay Area this last weekend. I really wanted to go to San Francisco to hear him speak, but
yeah, on Monday night, he was in Palo Alto, and I was going to go, but then I found out that it's sold out. Like, too many people had bought tickets to see him and talk about Iran.
He was going to just talk or show?
Yeah, he was just going to talk about Iran. He wasn't going to show the documentary, just talk about Iran and talk about just this whole idea of political traveling, like traveling to make a signal of connection between people. So you guys should definitely watch it if you get the chance. And I would suggest watch the HD high definition version because that looks really amazing. Another piece of news, Hossein Kalhor, he swept unconvincingly into the alpine skiing history on Sunday when he became the first Iranian to take part in the World Cup.
You don't know who Calhoun is, man?
DJ, man, I'm not into skiing as much, I guess, as you are, Iman. Okay. But apparently, he's a big guy, huh?
Yeah, well, the whole Calhoun family and the Shemshaki families, and there are three or four families who live like around Dizin and Shemshak area north of Tehran. They're all known to be the best skiers of Iran, and they're usually the ones who go to... I never had World Cup, as you see, it's the first time, but they usually go to the Olympics, the Winter Olympics.
خلاص دمش گرم آقای کلهر اگر اینو میشنوین حتما به ما زنگ بزنین یه مسابقه از شما بکنیم خیلی
Did you guys see on the Yahoo front page a couple days ago on Monday I believe on Yahoo's front page you know when you click on www.yahoo.com it popped up with Iran's soccer men and women like playing together and how they got fined or something
Yeah. That was the next news piece I was going to mention yeah exactly the Iranian leading Iranian football club They
استقلال یا پیروزی بود؟
استقلال.
استقلال.
آره اینا رفته بودن they created a football tournament or match between men and women and they kept it secret but then I guess people with cell phones had taped the whole thing so there was evidence of it happening and they apologized for allowing its women's team and its men's youth team to play with each other or play each other.
But I think that some of the coaches they were suspended.
They did not play with each other, okay? They just played against each other.
Speaking of moral values, make sure men team and women team do not play
each
other. No,
but that's pretty big news to be on the Yahoo front page. I'm sorry. That's
coach
huge.
Coach ها suspend شدن. Coach خانوم ها suspend شدن. انگار یکی دو تا از coach آقایان همون ها هم یا fine شدن یا suspend شدن یا هر دو.
Yeah.
نمیدونم خلاصه این تو آمریکا که خیلی آسون میتونیم این کار بکنیم نمیدونم یا ایران چه خبره
What's next?
والا یه خبر سیاسی کوچیک دیگه این گروه مجاهدین مثل این که توی تروریست لیست یورپین یونین دیگه نیست دیگه اینا از اون رفتن بیرون and so all their assets have been unfrozen in Europe so That's really a big thing for them, and I know a lot of people that I know aren't very big fans of them. So I won't say anything CRC, but I'm sure Iran is not happy about this.
Mm-hmm. So they can move to Europe from Shahr
I'm not happy about
Ashram.
This.
Yeah, so
that's, I don't think they're not terrorists. That's double negative. But anyways, so that's it. That's all the news.
That's all the news I got.
We can get back to smoking and how good it is for you.
Oh yeah.
And talk about alcohol. Actually, before we jump into smoking, I was going to say one thing, and that is if you haven't seen the movie The Insider, definitely watch it. That's starring Al Pacino and Russell Crowe. It's an older one. I think it's about 7-8 years old. It's about the cigarette industry and the smoking industry and how powerful they are and what they do.
Yes.
So it's very interesting, and I think that answers Saba's concern that she brought up first. And why this is an epidemic that we're fighting so, you know, like this, where there are, you know, cancer and there's a lot of other epidemics. The reason is this is an epidemic that is made by us. So there's this whole industry that is, you know, creating this whole smoking epidemic. So it's a man-made epidemic and it can be prevented. And if it wasn't for this... huge powerful industry and companies that are making these cigarettes it could go away and really I don't know I
you
just
know,
don't see why
there was this one movie called Thank You for Not Smoking I have no idea what that's about do you guys remember that
I haven't seen it
it had like Katie Holmes and all these like other like actresses and stuff like that in it I don't know it was a pretty big movie too Saba have you seen that movie Thank You for Not Smoking Thank you for not
Saba.
Smoking. No.
Saba, jump here.
No.
she just said
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I guess not.
Okay, خب حالا می‌خوایم
Zimon's favorite topic.
الکل و نوشیدنی‌های الکلی و مشروبات الکلی صحبت کنیم. خب جالبه که خیلی اونم به اصطلاح بازم drinking و یا نوشیدنی الکلی همه اینا مثل اونم مثل سیگار کشیدن خیلی سوشاله و به عنوان یک اکتیویتی شروع میشه
you say it as if it's like a sport it starts with like an activity of like
no it does it's like when you start partying then all of a sudden you start drinking right that's how it is in America
well that's
right?
the reason why people party is to drink
Well,
do you drink to party or you party to drink? The eternal question American culture has.
I don't know. That's a tough one. No. I mean, I mean, if you're talking about like the way that it starts, you know, it's.
So, I mean, I want to jump in a little bit. I know I wasn't in the last segment, but this segment actually about drinking is a little bit on very interesting for me because I myself have never drank in my life and I don't plan on it either.
Never even tried a sip?
Never even tried it. No.
Like just dip your tongue in it just to see how it tastes maybe?
No. And a lot of people ask me like, actually, you know what?
Why don't you drink?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, why don't you? Or they say, is it because of religious reasons? Is it because you're religious? And I'm not. I'm not religious at all. So it's a very, I guess, unique, weird thing that I am that makes me, you know, who I am. I don't know.
That makes you weird.
Yeah, it makes me weird, but I don't mind it for sure.
You're so weird.
There's a lot of other reasons I'm weird. This is not one of them. You know?
No, it depends because drinking is more of a social thing. It's more of a fun thing. I mean, for me, it's like, why? What? I mean, okay, for example, like, let's say if like we want to hang out and stuff, you would be like, okay, hey, let's go grab a cup of coffee. And while I would be like, okay, hey, let's go grab a drink. You know, to me at this age and
why?
At the,
why would you ask but, say that?
But the, no, I mean, point being that there's no difference in my mind. There's no difference between drinking and grabbing a cup of coffee.
Well, there's just, a big difference in my mind.
Well, no, in your mind. But to me, it's like it's still a beverage. It's still coffee has uppers. And why do you grab coffee? So why? What's the difference between grabbing a drink? The social aspect of it is the same. It's supposed to be like one of those, you know, I worry about people who drink on their own. If they're sitting at home depressed and drinking, that's to me an issue. But as far as like drinking, to me, it's social. Drinking is a very social thing. You drink when you go to dinner. You drink when you go to a party. You drink when you want to get together with a friend and have a conversation. You know, it's everywhere. You drink in a very social atmosphere.
Right. It's just one thing I want to make sure of. I think, Iman, we were talking about this at one point and you agreed with me a little bit, is that we want to make sure that alcohol is not defining our social scenes. You know, like people a lot of times just, that's the only way they think of socializing. They go, oh, well, we want to socialize, so let's go for a drink. That's like this immediate impulsive way of thinking about socializing. And for me, that's just complete being brainwashed to think that way.
No,
you know?
That's a big stereotype. That's a humongous stereotype.
Well, it happens. It's there. It's, you see it all the time. You hear it all the time. It's not like, I'm not saying it out of nowhere. Most of my friends, you know, a lot of them, they think this way. They drink, this is how they think. You know, and this is something that's an issue for me because I'm not saying everybody's like this, but those who are like that, I always want to make sure they know that there is other ways to be social.
Yeah, well, we have to go for a break. Let me just quickly say, if you are just listening to our show, this is Ironican Live, and we're coming to you through Radio Javon. Ironican Live airs every other Wednesday at 7 p.m. That's California time, and that would be 10 p.m. New York. And we're talking about smoking and drinking tonight. Let's take a quick break and come back, and I'll tell you what I think about that. She says she usually don't, but I know that she front. Cause all they know what she want, but she don't want to seem like she easy. I hear you saying what you won't do, but you know we're probably gonna do what you've been feeling deep inside. Don't let it out now. Girl, what you drinking? Don't let it sink in. Here for the weekend, thinking we can see what we can be if we press fast forward. Just one more round and you're down out the door. Fill another cup up, feeling on your butt, what? Drink on me.
couple more shots, you open up like a book. I ain't tripping,
cause I'ma read ya.
Shawty, I ain't tripping,
I just wanna please ya.
I'ma take a shot of the nouveau. Shawty, didn't you know what's going down? We can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean? Shawty got drunk, thought it all was a dream, so I made her say ah ah ah. Now she got a hand on my legs, got my seats all wet in my ride.
And we're back. You guys are listening to Euronican Live on Radio Javon. And you guys are listening to T-Pain. And it's called Blame It. And for some strange reason, I don't know what is up with T-Pain, but he still has so many songs regarding alcohol. Have you guys noticed that? He has this one. Yeah. He has Can I Buy You a Drink? And then, or the other one, what is it? I'm With the Bartender.
I don't know who T-Pain is. I think anybody with the name T-Pain should probably be in jail.
I mean, maybe that's why. No, maybe that's why he talks about alcohol so much, just because he has a lot of pain.
Oh,
maybe. I don't know. But
that's another way to look at it.
But yes, well, this this song actually is not a very good song because it's a song condoning date rape, which we don't want to talk about. So do not listen to T-Pain. I don't condone him. No, I'm just kidding. No, but you know, we were talking about drinking and we're talking about social drinking and things like that. What's the difference between grabbing a drink, grabbing a coffee and things like that? But I mean, the question that I want to kind of answer is what why is it that in a drinking setting, I'm sorry, why is it in a social setting drinking makes things more fun? Like, I don't know, personally for me, like, I mean, I will freely admit, yes, I do drink, and I have had periods in my life where I have not had a drop of alcohol. Whoa. And did not drink at all. No, it's not a bad thing. I don't woe me, you know, it's not. I mean, I'm 27 years old. I mean, obviously I'm not a child. I'm not 21 or, you know, underage or anything like that.
21 year olds are childs now.
You know, I've had periods in my life where I've been like, you know what? I'm not going to drink. I'm never going to drink. And during those periods, I'm like, I'm not going to go to a club. What's the point of me going to a club? I don't, you know, I associate like going to a club or going to parties and things like that with alcohol. I don't know if it's like a mehmoni style and things. No. You know, I'll still go, but
اتفاقاً جالب الان میگی راجع به کلاب و اینا حرف میزنی. پارتی ها و کلابایی که خب همه شاید توش همه معمولا مشروب میخورن این چیزا. به نظر من وقتی که شروع میکنی مثلا از اون سنی که شروع میکنی میری کلاب، همون سن هم شروع میکنی مثلا درینک میخوری یا این چیزا، این دوتا رو وقتی با هم شروع میکنی هیچ وقت اکسپریانس کلاب رفتن بدون درینک خوردن نداری. بنابراین هیچ وقت نمیدونی که شاید بشه یه جوری توی کلاب saying maybe you can have fun in a club without being drunk.
No, that's not true.
You may not have had that experience at all.
No, like no.
You may not have had the chance to make yourself have fun without being drunk.
Oh, no. I've been at clubs before. Let's let go of the club. I mean, there's birthday parties and things like that, which they hosted at a club, or even Persian dance club. And I've gone and I've not had one drop of alcohol. I've been the DD and I literally want to shoot myself.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why?
But you wanted to shoot yourself.
No,
whereas
because I can't stand being around all these actually drunken idiots where they're like, you know, it was one of those things where like, I'm excited. The music's too loud. اعصاب مغزم داشت خرد میشد وقتی هم میرقصیدم. It's not like one of those things که میتونم راحت برم برقصم و غیره بدم. It's like people are running into you. حالا like when I have a drink or two, I'm a little bit more relaxed. In the club environment, mehmuni na. Mehmuni, I will have fun no matter what kind of mehmuni. I'm a little old school, you know? I mean, when I go to like clubs and things like that, I need to have like, I mean, I don't need to, but I like to. The purpose of me going, I know, okay, you know what? I'm not going to be driving. I go purposely not driving and I'm going to go there and I'm going to like say, okay, I'm going to have masalan one drink or two drinks masalan and I'm going to like get it at this time. Kibidunam ke masalan, okay, I'm not going to like get sick or anything like that and I have a good time. But if I go there knowing that I'm not going to drink, I honestly don't go. I don't see the point of going.
But all I'm saying is there are people who go there and don't drink and still have fun, mm-hmm. right? Because I'm just saying it's possible.
No, it
is. It's just that when you grow up or when you start doing both at the same time, you always associate both of them together. You probably haven't seen the other side and you don't know about it. ولی حالا موضوع بعدی که می‌خواستیم راجع بهش صحبت کنیم که خیلی جالبه که توی چیز توی به اصطلاح ادبیات فارسی صحبت از شراب زیاده. مثلا اگه حافظ خونده باشین توی اشعار حافظ خیلی صحبت هست. حالا باز توی اشعار سعدی و مولانا و اینا هم هست یه مقدار کمتر، ولی جالبش این که خیلی از به اصطلاح فیلسوفا و اسکالرای که مثلا ادبیات فارسی میخونن و یا فلسفه فارسی و فلسفه به اصطلاح ادبیات ایران و فلسفه اسلامی اینا رو میخونن و تسلط دارن روش، میگن که تمام این رفرنس هایی که شده مثلا به شراب توی اشعار ایرانی اینا همه چون خود این کسایی مثل یه کسایی مثل حافظ و مولانا و سعدی اینا چون خودشون همه به اصطلاح عارف بودن یا تو انگلیسی میگیم میستیک بودن یا they're sometimes known as Sufis. They're not all of them were Sufi, but Sufism is a big part of this whole thing. They're not referring to مثلا wine as the alcoholic beverage wine or the drunkenness, the feeling of being drunk as being drunk off of alcohol. It's a different kind of, it's a higher level of being drunk and a higher level of having a drink, which is more, you know, and especially in Hafez's poetry, it's more of a being drunk off of love because it's the love is so intense that it makes you drunk, you know. So it was just something I thought it was interesting and worth mentioning.
And it's one of those things that it's a level you get to. It's very hard to necessarily feel that drunkenness, feel that high without an external substance, but it's like it's a goal, you know. It's one of those things where as a Sufi, I'm not a Sufi, but I, as far as I've learned about Sufism, it's, you know, and also just about most religions, you're trying to get closer and closer to God. In Sufism, it's also similar to that, and it's talking about, you know, feeling that high when you're that close to God, you know, feeling that happiness and that joy and that drunkenness when you're with your love and when you're with closer to God. So these are things that, like, that I think could very much exist, but it's much harder to exist when you have this dependency of alcohol to get you high or to get you to that point.
See, but I don't think it's dependency. Why do you say dependency?
No, it's one of those things where once you allow yourself to have alcohol, you're basically kind of, you're escaping that practice of, like, getting yourself in mentally to get high without external substances, you know? So for me, it's like, I like to, you know, get myself to become a happier and happier person, more content person, just by working on myself, you know, not by taking external substances to make me like that. And of course, I make mistakes all the time. I go and have my fast food and have my coffee every now and then, and, you know, things that affect my body and make me feel good temporarily, but then have me drop down real fast. But so, yeah.
خب چند تا چیز جالب بگم قبل از که بریم یه سوال آخری هم که می‌خواستیم مطرح کنیم و راجبه صحبت می‌کنیم. من تو وقت زیادی نداریم، می‌خوام بگم که من برام خیلی جالب بود از بچگی تو ایران که بودم، مثلا می‌رفتیم با بچه‌های دیگه بازی می‌کردیم و اینا، مثلا فوتبال که با هم می‌زدیم، همیشه یه اصطلاحی بود، اصطلاحی که نبود، مثلا به یکی تیمی که بد بازی می‌کرد می‌گفتن مثلا برو تیم دخانیات. دخانیات یعنی مثلا دود و دم، یعنی مثلا basically smoking. شرکت دخانیات ایران، یعنی it's a Iranian tobacco company or industry, right? بعد رفتم اینو ریسرچ کردم ببینم که واقعا تیم دخانیاتی وجود داره یا نه، دیدم هست، چون یادم نبود که واقعا این واقعیت بود یا بین بچه‌ها بود فقط. بعد پیدا کردم که 4 تا تیم دخانیات داریم تو ایران. یکی تیم شطرنج دخانیات گیلانه، یکی تیم کشتی دخانیات گلستانه، تیم فوتبال دخانیات رشت و تیم والیبال دخانیات تهران. و همیشه برام خیلی عجیب و جالب بود که حالا چجوری یه تیم ورزشی میتونه اسمش دخانیات باشه.
دخانیات ببخشید یه بار دیگه یعنی چی؟
یعنی توباکو اندستری، رایت؟ مثلا این تیم دخانیات، این تیمی که اسپانسرش احتمالاً شرکت دخانیات ایرانه، توباکو اندستری، که all they do is sell cigarettes basically, right?
خیلی اسم جالبی اکچولی، نمیدونم حالا اون چرا از کجا اومده. دخانیات، دخان توی عربی یعنی گاز.
دود.
چچوینگ.
دود.
دود.
آره، برای همین. بجاله حالا اینم یه چیز دیگه هم که نگاه کردم، اینی که شرکت دخانیات ایران یه وبسایت داره irtobacco.com. بعد چیزایی که میفروشه ایناست، خیلی جالب: سیگار بهمن، سیگار فروردین، سیگار تیر 5 ستاره، سیگار همای فیلتردار، سیگار 57 و یه سیگاری که هیچ وقت حالا اسمشو نشنیده بودم، سیگار اشنو ویژه. مثلا نمیدونم اشنو چیه، اشنو 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 اشنو
کریتیو اینا.
اگه میخواستن این کلمه دو خانه دو فارسی کنن میشه مثلا شرکت سازمان دودیجات، مثلا
دودیجات
سازمان دودیجات
به جای دخانیات از عرب.
بعد حالا این یه سری اصطلاحات پیدا کردم راجع که سیگار رو چی میگن، مثلا موقع مثلا نمیخوای بگی سیگار به جاش چی میگی تو مثلا بچه ایران، مثلا بچه ها برای بچه های همسن ما فکرم تو ایران یه کلمه که برای سیگار هست سی جی هست، یکی دیگه ایگارسه که همون سیگار رو یه جوری عوض کردن، خوده الف و سر رو جا بجا کردن. بعد دود که شنیدیم همه و بعد برای مشروب آب شنگولی، شربت سینه، الک، آبج. بعد و واحد شمارش اینا، واحد شمارش سیگار میدین نخه، مثلا میگن دو نخ سیگار، سه نخ سیگار. بعد هر یه چیزی که میزنی، یه دم و بازدمی که داری، اینهیل که داری، میگن یه پوک، میگن یه پوک بزن بده به من. بعد واحد شمارش مشروبم پیاله است، این که اصلا خیلی قدیمی، البته مثلا توی شعرام رفرنس هایی که برای شراب داریم پیاله است.
تو ایران مروانا کسی میکشه اونجا؟ یعنی زیادی اینجا هستش؟
فکر کنم
یه چیز به بحث دیگه است کلا، شاید بتونیم راجعش برای حرف بزنیم.
اتفاقا یه چیز جالب که دیدم، یه اصطلاحی هست توی بچه ایرانی ها به هم میگن به نام کره کردن، میگن مثلا طرف کره کرده، یعنی که یعنی وقتی که اشتهای خیلی زیادی برای غذا داری بعد از که مثلا علف کشیدی، یا نمیشه سیگار یا علف، ولی فکر کنم معمولا علفه، من نشدم کسی تا حالا بعد از سیگار اشتها به هم بزنه، معمولا اشتها رو کور میکنه. خلاصه و یه اصطلاح دیگه هست میگن به خط تعارف رسیده، یعنی سیگارش دیگه آخرش رسیده به خط تعارف، یعنی به تهش که میرسه تازه یارو تعارف میکنه، میگه آقا میخوای یه پوک.
حالا ماهایی که بدون سیگار و مروانا کره میخوای کره میگینیم چی میشه ماما؟ همیشه گرست نمونه.
به شما میگن سازمان گوشت کشور.
بعضی اون خیلی خراب میشه اگه این کارو بکنیم.
خب آخرین سوال و یعنی موضوع بحثمون فقط این بود که خیلی وقت کم داریم، ولی میخواستم سریع اینو بپرسم. این موضوع تالرنسه، یعنی که اتفاقا اول برنامه اون مسابقه که داشتیم با نیکی این بود که خیلی جالب گفت، یعنی کسی که سیگار نمیکشه یا درینک نمیخوره اصلا، یا این یا اون، یا هر فرقی نداره، ولی دیدی که بعضیا خیلی بدشون هم میاد، مثلا هرچی سیگاریه مثلا پشت یا سر یارو بهش فوش میده، یا مثلا حالت بدی نگاش میکنه، یا اینکه خیلی مثلا میدونی دیسرسپکتفول ممکنه باشه. یعنی واقعا آیا این درسته یا نه؟ یعنی آیا احترام متقابل یعنی سیگار کشیدن باعث میشه که شما احترام متقابل تا نسبت به اون طرف از دست بدی؟ یعنی بهش مثلا حق داری به احترام میکنی؟
I think drinking is a little bit different than smoking. I think because drinking is one of those things that you have to do in specific places. You know, it's not like you're standing outside of مثلاً a place with a drink in your hand is going to make you مثلاً look a little bit different like smoking is. So it's kind of like مثلاً what you're saying on how you look مثلاً to people. مثلاً, do you think that if you're Mahfash, if you walk by and you see someone standing with a drink, does your level of 10 go down to 9.5 like it does with smoking?
No. Probably not.
But isn't it funny how like smoking has that effect?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why. Actually, الان این روزا خیلی بهش برای این برنامه چون درباره صحبت کردیم چند بار خیلی بهش فکر می‌کنم که چرا اینجوری شده. یعنی دست خودم نیست، ناخودآگاه است. و البته واقعا بخوام خوشحالم که این برنامه رو داریم، چون که خود یعنی یه مقدار خود منو به عنوان یه کسی که روی این مسئله داره فکر میکنه آگاه هم کرده که چرا من به
واقعا واقعا برو فکر کن دقیقاً همین کارو دارم، تمام کسایی که بهشون بدی کردی اینقدر واقعا از دست تو زشت کشیدن فقط به خاطر که یه نخ سیگار کشیدن، باید ازشون معذرت خواهی کنم.
به نظر من این یک چیز خصوصیه، هر کسی حقی داره که هر کی دلش بخواد بکنه، سیگار بکشه، مشروب بخوره. مروانا برای من هیچ مسئله نیست کسی دیگه بکنه، ولی برای من خب the way I would think about them is a different question. خب من خودم if I see somebody that and it's my friend and I see them smoking, I'm gonna basically be telling them why are you smoking. I'm gonna ask them tell them about the issues of smoking and the health
issues. We already know, please.
آره نه که مثلا حرف من گوش کنم ولی خب برای منم چیز ناراحت کننده میشه.
But it's a personal choice.
Yeah, but it's, you know, a lot of things are personal choices.
It's not affecting you.
It is affecting me.
Who is it affecting you?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people who end up drinking a lot and being part of that culture, they have a lot of issues. There's a lot of issues that come with that. And I personally don't want to deal with a lot of those things. Like, oh, dude, I just got totally drunk tonight. Come pick me up, man. I really need you now. You know, I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to even get into a culture where all these are issues for, you know, for me, where like I have to constantly be like taking care of somebody who can't take care of themselves.
So are you saying that you are not friends with anyone that drinks?
No, of course not. No, but for me, it's like one of those questions where, you know, like especially when it comes to like a girl I'm interested in, if I see them smoke or drink, like, it totally turns me off. Smoking is a lot worse. Like smoking is like dead. Like I see them smoke one thing, I'll just be like, I can't even think of them anyway that one anymore. But cold drinking pass. It's like, you know, so you see pretty much all girls are drinking these days, and like, you know, you see that and you just feel like you can't do anything about it. So it's not like you can, you know, have that be a part of your criteria anymore, but it does turn me off a little bit. Yeah.
حالا مسئله که تو داری میگی مسئله تولرنس برای کسایی که برای توی که داری مثلا سیگار نمیکشی درینک نمیخوری در مقابل کسایی که سیگار میکشن درینک میخورن. حالا مسئله قضیه من چیزی برعکسه. من مثلا بارها برام اتفاق افتاده که جایی رفتم و من تنها کسی بودم که درینک نمیخوردم. حالا بازم میگم فکر کنم دارم دوباره تکرار میکنم توی برنامه، ولی ایرانی ها دیدم خیلی این قضیه رو فورس میکنن. دیدم که حتی برای من مثلا شات رو ریختن که بدن دستم که بخورم، با این که بهشون گفتم من درینک نمیخورم، خیلی ممنون،
it's
my choice،
همه دارن میخورن،
you go and have fun، ولی they want to push it و یه جورایی it's a turn off که مثلا به چویسی که من داشتم، انتخابی که من داشتم احترام نمیذارن. و اینو در مورد آمریکایی‌ها خیلی کمتر دیدم، در مورد غیر ایرانی‌ها خیلی کمتر دیدم. یعنی به انتخاب تو احترام میذارن و نمیان هی پوشت بکنن که اوکی تو داری اشتباه میکنی، بیا بخور، چقدر فانه، بیا بخور.
دقیقاً بارسین آمریکا هم خیلی به نظر من راحته. You go there, nobody forces you to drink anything, nobody forces you to do something. You're just there if you want to be, if you don't have to drink if you don't want to. They even serve you non-alcoholic drinks if you want to. So
در زمزمون همه دخترها درینک نمیخورن. اگر که ایمیلی دارید، هیت میلی دارید میخواین بفرستید، حتما بفرستید برای زمان. iranicanlive@radiojavan.com ما منتظر ایمیلاتون هستیم. من آقای پرودوسر من داره منو میکشه، باید برنامه رو تموم کنم. خلاصه سیگار و مشروب مزایا و فواید زیادی دارن، منتها ما هیچ کدومشون نتونستیم به اصطلاح پروف کنیم متاسفانه، و بیشتر برعکسش رو اینجا تونستن ثابت کنن دوستان. حالا تا یه برنامه دیگه باید سریعا خداحافظی کنیم، ولی احتمال خیلی زیاد راجع به این موضوع بازم صحبت میکنیم، برنامه های دیگه هم خواهیم داشت. یادتون نره که برید روی وبسایت ما iranicanlive.com بزنید، همونجا میره iranicanlive.com، و اون نظرسنجی یا پولی که گذاشتیم راجع به درینکینگ نظرتون رو بدید. و من نتایج رو بخونم قبل از اینکه خدافظی بکنم. This is Esquire's annual men's habit survey in 2006. 5% have more than 2 drinks a day, 5% drink daily but never more than 1 or 2, 25% a few drinks a week, 40%, this is the most, drink occasionally at a party, and 25% never drink. So it's an interesting curve if you put it on a graph. شب خوش تا یه برنامه دیگه که دو هفته دیگه باشه، چهارشنبه ساعت 7 شب به وقت کالیفرنیا، یا اینکه ساعت 10 به وقت شما ایسترنیای عزیز. خدا نگهدار، موفق باشید. Think twice.
ever since I was little. Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. If there's no coincidence, I've come.